Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
Shining at the end of every day, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. This is episode number 180, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing well, Mr. Klinsman. How are you?
I'm good. I can't really complain too much.
Good.
I mean, I could if we want to get into the technical difficulties we've been having here, but...
Yes, little technical difficulties with Skype.
You would think with the amount we invest in our infrastructure and our technology, we wouldn't have these hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Eugene's really at my wit's end. I'm at the end of my rope with him.
No, I understand.
He's lucky he's in Florida, because I'd probably have thrown a beer bottle at him or something if he was.
You would have drilled him off the head with something.
Yeah. There been some four-letter words exchanged. Sorry.
Like a data link. When I used to lose in ping pong, I'd just try to smoke somebody with the ping pong ball. He'd beat me like 21-20, and it would just be a fierce mash, and I'd just throw it up in the air, and he'd duck, and it would hit off the window.
At least he didn't throw the paddle at him.
Oh, I used to get irritated. We had some intense battles during lunch.
That's such a generic name, isn't it? That's such a late 90s business name.
Damn, like this is Steve. We were like vendor of the year for some manufacturer, so they got us like this $1,000 Olympic-size table tennis thing.
Yeah.
So we used to play at lunch. Like, we'd go to the lunchroom and scoff down our soup, and then we'd all play. And it got so bad, we started ordering like our own
paddles.
Like the stuff that you can put some mad spin. Then we loved it so much that after work, me and Jeff Henke used to play after work.
You'd stay late at work to play ping pong.
Yeah, we'd just go downstairs and play some ping pong. Put the radio on, it was beautiful.
So you're pretty good at it then?
I got pretty good, yeah. I don't know if I could, but it's like riding a bike. I'd probably be able to come back. But yeah, I got pretty good at it.
Like, I've always been pretty bad at that.
Oh, okay.
Remember when we tried to play at Pop Century?
Didn't go that's so right. Well, there's some libations going on.
That's
at
true.
That point
I think
well.
That was the evening after the Hoop-Dee-Doo review, so we're already pretty well lubricated
point. Yeah.
That's one of those sports where you do not get better the more you drink.
No.
Like bowling and golf, I feel like you get better the more you drink. Those are like the only two sports. Maybe darts. People seem to be really good at darts when they drink.
Yeah, darts and drinking go hand in hand, which. Doesn't sound like it would be a safe deal, do you?
You know, throwing a sharp, pointy object at the wall.
Remember outside Providence when drugs got drilled in the head with a dot?
Yeah. That's a good nickname, isn't it?
Drugs Delaney? That's a perfect name. You know you got issues when your first name is Drugs.
Drugs is your nickname.
You're Billy, Drugs is Drugs. Great movie.
It is a good movie. Oh, man. Yeah, so... I hear there's rumors of a overnight stay on property coming up very soon.
Yes, sir. The golf course did their second round of aeration this summer, and they did the entire golf course, so they closed for 2 weeks. So I've got 2 days off right in the middle, Tuesday, Wednesday.
They're closed for 2 weeks?
They're closing for two. The golf course is closed for 2 weeks.
Wow.
It's unheard of, isn't it?
We used to aerate, and we'd be lucky to be closed for 2 hours.
Yeah, oh no. They must be doing other stuff, but they're doing greens, tees, fairways, everything.
Well, that's nice. Be able to get that all done and let it recover a little bit for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So you got the short shaft. I guess there's not much for you to do in those couple weeks.
No, I was thinking about filing for unemployment.
Does everyone get it off, like even the pro shop closed and everything?
I don't know. Because the other private club I worked at, even when they were closed, you had to be open just in case somebody came to bag drop.
Oh, I see.
I mean, you'd sit there and stare at the parking lot for 8 hours.
Oh, in case they needed to take their clubs to an away game or something?
Yeah.
Hey, at least you got paid.
Yeah, it was all right.
Not too many nickels and dimes in those days, though, I bet.
No. No tips at that point. I'm in the doghouse.
Why is that? Due to your accommodations?
Yeah.
You were worried about that. You sent me some late night messages last night. I got them this morning. I started laughing.
I read her my messages. And she was laughing. Yeah.
Is she mad?
Well, she goes, so what time are you leaving tomorrow? Like, whenever you wake up? And I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm going to head out early, try to get some breakfast. And I said, then I'm going to hit the park. She's like, did you make your reservation already? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, Coronado? I go, no. She's like, where are you staying? I'm like, I'd rather not discuss it. So I'm like, this is not going to go. She goes, you better not be staying at Port Orleans French Quarter. And she's like, wait, which is the one that I like? She's like, Riverside. And like, I turned my head. She's like, you staying at Riverside? And I'm like, ah, well.
It was a business decision.
So then I thought things were going well. She's like, well, did you get a good deal? I'm like, yeah, it was a good deal. It was like, you know, $30 more than Coronado. And she's like, so you figured you would just stay at a place you haven't stayed before? I'm like, yeah. And she says, and then the following sentence was, and you booked that just to piss me off. I'm like, well, I wouldn't necessarily say it did. It, you know, half of it was to poke, but that wasn't my complete intent.
You didn't go in with the intention to make her angry. It just it was an added benefit.
It was an added benefit, exactly. Exactly.
Now, if you went to Flying Fish for dinner by yourself, that would be intentionally to make her angry.
Should I just check in there?
You should put her
and watch the responses. That's perfect. Like, if you go into the mudroom, just, oh, I got to read this back and forth.
Yeah. That's true. I don't think she'd even put it on Facebook. She would just have your stuff out on the lawn when you got back.
Yeah, Port Orleans Riverside. That's good, isn't it?
That's a good stay.
That's good. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, very good. Have some good audio tours, walking tours. You bring in the whole crew, Eugene and everyone?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. They're all coming up.
He'll probably mess it up anyway.
Yeah, I got the sound recorder, the video cameras charging right now.
Beautiful. I expect lots of good things to come out of this.
And I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to eat there. That's going to be my place. I'm going to hit up all their spots.
Oh, go to like Boat Rides and then
Boat Rides,
Sessagula. Yeah.
Yep. See what they have in like around the pool.
Nice. You got to have beignets. I know that's at French Quarter, but
yeah, I've had those. Those are pretty good.
You can make it over there, I'm sure.
So if I check in there and have beignets and coffee and I take a picture, you want me to do that?
That would be nice.
And then like just have some pictures because she loves the outside looking at the buildings. Just have the pictures.
You're just going to keep twisting it though, right? Twisting the knife.
I'm already in deep.
Why make it worse though?
I don't know if I can.
You could just say it, like, when you get back, be like, yeah, the room was dirty, it wasn't good, like, just make up something.
Nah, that's not my nature.
No, that's true. Your nature's to make it worse.
So listen to this, Billy. So she goes, I'm going to ban the show. I go, well, you've listened to, like, 5 minutes of episode 131. You're not really hurting our feelings by banning the show. She's like, no, I'm not going to come on Friday.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, now, wait a second here. I said, you signed a contract.
She got the check already cleared.
And those M&Ms and all that crap that you took care of, right? Remember last year or 2 years ago?
I do.
All these issues have been taken care of.
Yes.
So, said she's going to have Vito's lawyers take a look at the contract, which is never good because he'll visit you at your office and say, you know, there's some loopholes over here, Gary. Let's take a look here. Puts his reading glasses on.
Puts it down. There's a couple I's that need to be dotted and T's that need to be crossed. Yeah, I don't like the sounds of this, Billy.
Yeah.
You're going to come back, your microphone's going to be cut.
Yeah.
The wire will be cut, the thing will be in the tub. I don't think you'll be doing any podcasts anytime soon.
And I think I would have been totally fine just staying at Coronado Springs, but it just happened.
It just happened.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
You could still change it.
I could, but I'm really looking forward to this day.
But you know what your move is, though? If you were smart, you would have already played this move. You would have said, I know you've been dying to stay there, but we usually, when we go together, we like to stay at a deluxe because it's our special treat. When's the last time we've stayed on property at Moderate?
I don't think that's gonna fly.
That would no. That no. Would have went over like a fart in church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's worth it, I suppose.
I'll be all right, Billy.
Yeah, I think you'll survive it.
Got some nice fast passes going to Animal Kingdom tomorrow.
Oh, let's hear it.
Just your typical, doing Everest, Kilimanjaro, and I am doing the Cali River Rapids.
Nice. Now, you did, you checked out Pandora a couple weeks ago, right?
That is correct.
And you enjoyed it?
Loved it.
Are we going to save that for another episode, do a review of that?
Yeah, we can save it, because you want to hear something even better?
What's that?
I loved the movie.
Oh, wow, that's a shock.
I loved it.
That's like a liberal movie, too.
Yeah, you know, and that's what Susie was kind of saying, but I said, no, I said, you know, what they did was wrong. You know, it wasn't just, you know, you're making a profit and that's evil. I mean, they go to somebody else's planet.
That's true.
And took it over. I think everybody sided with the aliens, don't you?
For the most part, yeah.
But that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, here we go. This is going to be one of those. But no, I thought it was really good.
It's a very visually pleasing movie.
Oh, God. And I was talking to...
It's made for Blu-ray. That's
yeah,
like,
I got it on Blu-ray. I bought it at Waldorf the day before. I said, well, we got to obviously see this before we go.
Right. Good move, I imagine. Probably made you appreciate the land a little more, too.
So, yeah. So, one of my buddies up in Minnesota, Charles Exoteris, you watch us sometimes late night going...
Yes.
...hijacking people's Facebook pages. You enjoy reading that stuff,
that is always
you?
Good.
It's always good stuff. So, when we checked in there, Chuck responded. He's like, I'm dying to go there. And he's one of those miserable... He lived in Florida for a number of years, and he hates Florida. It's too hot, this mm-hmm. and that. His brother lives in Florida. I don't even like to go visit him. I hate Florida. He said that he wants to come down and do a Disney trip. So I'm messaging him. I'm saying, what the hell's gotten into you?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Avatar was like one of my favorite all-time movies. He said, I saw it like 4 times in the theater. He said, seeing it in the theater was amazing. So I said, wow, very shocking.
Yeah, you
I
don't
think what you
it.
See is 50, it's almost 50, like a lot of people I talk to, they're like, it was all right, or no, I didn't like it, and I don't like sci-fi, I'm like, I hate sci-fi, but yeah, I thought too. That movie was fantastic.
It is, it's a good movie, it doesn't like blow my socks off, but it's nice, it's a nice movie, it's good, it's got a lot of good things to look at. I don't know, I guess I get distracted by it too. Like, there's so much going on visually that you almost can't follow the story, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At least that was my experience. But I'm glad you liked that. Now, you're staying on property, so that means Animal Kingdom is open with extra magic hours till 1 a.m.
Billy, if I do that Flights of Passage, I could really be in trouble.
You might. Okay, fair enough. Now, what about like come November when you're hanging out with me the whole time?
Wait a second. I'm goofing off on Facebook?
Yes.
This is absolutely gorgeous. It just shows Por Favor Podcast sponsored. And it's showing a bunch of pictures, like, in a slideshow.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
showing me a slideshow.
Like, it's trying to get you to buy an ad.
Yeah, and it's showing, like, a bunch of food and then the wall in your studio. Ah, oh, yeah, they're showing, yeah, our Geico dinner. Oh, God, I guess.
You have a lot to talk about from that trip.
Billy, I could be on for 7 hours. I mean, there's just so much happening right now.
Well, the good news is if Susie cancels her contract, if she breaches her contract, we could just do your trip review instead of the music episode.
Yeah, that's true.
And hopefully things will get smoothed over in the next week or so after that.
And I think I'm going to go up this weekend to see your sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Sue and Mary will be there.
Yeah,
for the great movie Melnick, one last
the great movie Melnick, one last hurrah. Exactly.
You know what? I have to say something about that.
Go ahead.
And I think you're going to agree with me, but we'll find out. Have you seen that they're putting out like merchandise for the great movie ride and Universe of Energy?
I just saw that this weekend. Yes.
It's like, oh, it's ending. It's like you don't profit off it. You're the ones closing the damn thing down, and now they're trying to like sell you mm-hmm. a shirt.
Yeah, well, it was just 15, 25 years ago.
Yeah, why don't you have some merch in the first place? Maybe it'd still be around. You would have thought to update it once in a while. And I don't. It's no great loss to me, either one of those. I'm not in love with either of those attractions. But now they try to like profit off the... You know, they're closing it, and then they're going to try to spin it. Like, oh, we understand. Now I know you want the shirt. It's like, no. You can't have it both ways. I don't know. What do you feel the same way, or you just say it's a shirt? It's a shirt. Doesn't matter.
It's a shirt. It's a shirt. People are going to buy it.
That's true. They are going to buy it. Get the paper.
I don't know about the Ellen ride, but...
Well, but people used to like it before it was Ellen, though.
Oh, the Universe of Energy was fantastic.
That's what I mean. So that's what the shirt is. It has a dinosaur on it and stuff. It says going extinct 2017.
Well, I probably end up buying that.
We're suckers, though. Remember we were going back and forth in that Epcot 35 merchandise?
Oh, good Lord.
Did you see that visor, Bill?
Yes.
That thing is gorgeous. That's 100% first day purchase when I'm on property.
Yep.
And maybe I might even have to get it ahead of time. If that thing's out and the rumor's on the street that it's going to sell out, I might have to send you down the credit card and have you pick it up for me. before
it's
out of
stock. Yeah,
you
don't want that thing running out. That's a beautiful, beautiful hat.
It is. There's a lot of good stuff there, but that's the one thing I need to grab from that.
I mean, everything I saw in there was just beautiful.
Yeah, it's the nice. Orange, I like the color of the orange and the reds and everything. It's good stuff. I'm very excited about that. Do you want to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week, sir?
I would love to.
This is from Two Roads Brewery out of, where is this out of? Somewhere in Connecticut. Where is it? Stratford, Connecticut. And it's their Espressway Cold Brew Coffee Stout. And it's coffee steeped in oatmeal stout, 6.5% alcohol by volume. It says, in a process unique to Two Roads, we mixed a locally roasted Ethiopian Sumatran blend of beans with a rich oatmeal stout under pressure, like espresso but without the steam, using our German-built Brunic device. The mixture is steeped for several days, resulting in a true cold brew coffee stout. Hop on the Two Roads Espressway. Very good. One of my favorite ones I've had in a long time, Billy. Yeah, I like
sounds,
this one.
That sounds pretty brutal.
Well, it tastes like a nice black coffee.
Just have a nice hot coffee. Mm. You know my feeling on beer.
Yes, I do. It's been well established at this point. Is there anything else you'd like to add here, sir, before we take a break? Should I explain what's going on, or do you want to say something else first?
Well, let me tell you something. I ran into three guys from New York today.
Okay.
Typical goofballs, right?
All together?
Smoking the cigars. Yeah, they're going out to play, smoking the cigars. They're in the pro shop looking at women's merchandise, saying that this skirt would look good on you, blah, blah, blah. I'm asking them, I go, what do you guys think about Peter Luger's? So one guy's like, I think it's one of the best steakhouses in New York. The other guy goes, yeah, it's terrible, blah, blah, blah. Looks at him, he goes, he's a freaking Puerto Rican. Ask him about rice and beans. I'm like, oh, man, here we go. You know, typical New Yorkers.
Yeah.
So I was asking him how long they lived here and if they like it. So one guy said, I've been here about 3 years. I absolutely like it. Love it. He said, but the wife was ready to move back. I'm like, oof, you know, don't tell me that. And he's like, you know how women are, this and that. He said, but, and he points to his head. He goes, I got the sister-in-law to move down here. And Billy, this is the strategy that I've seen as proven winner down here.
Yeah, get another family member to move
you
down?
Guys have told me, they said, yeah, we moved down here and my wife was homesick and this and that. I got her sister to come down here, or I got her mom to come down here. Solves all issues.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting because this was probably the third or fourth guy. So it's almost like they're in Cliff Notes.
It's like a proven secret. It's like one of those clickbait articles you see on Facebook.
It's a proven winner. So for anybody out there who's in one of these predicaments where the wife wants to move back.
Get a family member to come down.
Get a family member to come
down. So you're
down.
Saying when you move down, buy a house with like an in-law apartment. And then you can be like, oh, have them come stay with us for the winter. And then they get the bug and then they want to move down.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. I like that plan.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's a good plan.
And only goofball manipulative guys would know that secret too, you know? And I said, it's all about negotiation. They said, everything in life is negotiable. I'm like, fantastic, gentlemen. Fantastic.
Did you give him a standing O?
It made my day. You know, one of the guys, he's just got like the cigarette or the cigar hanging out of his mouth, the shirt on top. Just fantastic New Yorkers.
Just slobs, in other words?
No, they weren't slobs, but they were just like the, you know, the shirts untucked.
Yeah, a little unkempt.
You know, kind of like Bobby Baclieri, how he always dressed.
Yeah.
Like the short gold chain.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Baclieri.
The second week in a row we're talking about him.
Ah, that guy's fantastic. Do you remember his daughter's name?
No, I don't.
It's Heather Dante.
That was her name?
It's Heather Dante, yeah. She was like in the choir with Tony's daughter, Meadow.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to get into Sopranos now, but the time's limited. So,
all right, so let me explain.
Why don't you tell her? Yeah, explain what the hell's going on.
So before we go to our break, I'm going to explain what's going on. We had some technical difficulties dealing with Skype. We had an interview set up. It was not working. Every time someone talked, no one else could hear it, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to know how the sausage is made. So what's going to happen is Por Favor Catherine is going to be interviewed for this week, and I'm going to just have to do it in person, get a recording, ask her some questions about her recent trip up to Disney World where she stayed at Coronado, and I'll talk to her, get an interview going. I'll insert that in the middle, so you won't be hearing from Mike in the next part. I know the people's hearts out there are breaking as we speak, but That's what's going
to
happen.
Now you see, that was a poor tease because now nobody's going to listen to the middle.
Yeah, oh well. I guess that's right. They're just going to skip right ahead to the conclusion.
To the outro.
So we're going to do that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It'll be me and Por Favor Catherine talking about her trip in July. And then Mike and I will close it up again. So let's take a break right now. And we'll be back after this with Por Favor Catherine.
Are we on the way to Nottingham?
To Greenham?
To Buckingham?
Or Birmingham?
We have the Bible seed.
Are we on our way to Devonshire?
To Lancashire?
Or Worcestershire?
I'm not so sure, we'll have to wait and see. Are we on our way to Dover?
Or going early over?
The jolly old boat that goes to Plymouth.
No!
All right, we're back from break. This is episode number 180 of the Por Favor podcast. And as I mentioned in before the break with Mike, I am joined by Por Favor Catherine and Por Favor Ed. Going to give their trip review from a few weeks ago down to Walt Disney World, where they stayed at Coronado Springs. And Catherine's a seasoned veteran, but this was Ed's first time to Disney World. So first, let's talk about your impressions of Coronado Springs.
I liked it. My first time staying there. They're doing all the construction, but when we checked in at the front desk, the lady said, "Oh, you have a new room. It's a little bit of a walk, but it's worth the walk." And the room was very nice, brand new. And we spent one day at the pool, and that was fun. Ed went down the slide, cut all the little kids in line, and pushed them out of the way to be first.
Good move.
Yeah.
They're three.
So
now,
but we liked it, and our room was...
I was just going to say, describe the room.
Step above a nice Best Western.
Weird.
In a very polite way. It was really modern, really nice. It had that cool barn door that separated the bathroom from the main sleeping area, the main room, I guess you call it.
Yeah. Wood floors. I'm used to staying at Pop Century, so this was very nice. Two sinks, double shower heads, queen size beds, very comfortable, a nice little counter space, big TV. Mounted to the wall, so it didn't take up any of the counter space, so I had plenty of room for all my junk that I brought with me. So it was good.
That's good. So basically everything's just a small step up from the values. Because you've never stayed at a moderate until now.
No, you're right. So it was nice.
What do you think of the grounds there?
We liked them. We didn't walk around much. It was so hot, so we didn't do too much.
Plus we were right behind the bus stop, so we didn't have to do a lot of travel.
So we didn't do too much exploring just because it was so hot. We walked, we weren't far from the pool, so we walked to the pool one day. And our last day, we were walking to the front lobby with our luggage, and some guy came over in a golf cart, picked us up. And as he was driving us around, we could see it. And hammocks on a beach we didn't know about because we didn't do any walking around. But next time when it's not so hot out.
Yeah, Por Favor Mike would not approve of your lack of walking around and exploring the resort.
Yeah, well, he can come talk to me about it when it's 100 degrees and you immediately start sweating when you walk outside.
Well, you could have gone early, gone down and gotten a hot cocoa from the quick serve and walked around at like 6:30 in the morning. That would have been nice.
I like to sleep.
Oh, that's not as good then.
You know me. I'm asleep. We were up at 9. That was early enough for us.
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
Yeah. No, we didn't sleep in all morning, but I'm not waking up at 6:30 just to walk around.
Do you think it was worth the extra because you didn't spend a lot of time at the resort, or do you think it's better to go to a value if you're just going to go to the parks all day?
Yeah, if you're just going to go to the parks all day, the value is good, but we use Por Favor Amanda's family discount, so family and friends discount. So it wasn't that much more than Pop Century.
Well, but you could have got that same discount at Pop Century.
Right.
So it still was the same amount more, it's just, it was still cheap.
Well, but it wasn't that, I guess the time we went, it wasn't that much.
Right, I understand.
So.
I like the moderates, I think they're a really nice step up if you're going to spend a lot of time at the resort, but if you're going to be at the parks all day, it's probably not worth it.
Right, the bus, though, never crowded.
That's like always nice.
Like the values, they pack them in like sardines. This one, the only time it was crowded was leaving Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Because we stayed till close, so then everyone was leaving at the same time. But that's the only time we experienced busy buses.
And how was the bus service? Came pretty quick, or you just kind of watched the screen with the timing and just went from there?
The only time it didn't come very quick was our first day, and it didn't show a time. We were going to Hollywood Studios, and for some reason, of course, that one bus didn't show a time. So we were probably there 15, 20 minutes waiting for it, and the time wasn't updating, so we had no idea when it was.
Stinks.
But that was the only one. Every other time, it came quick.
Well, that's good. Yeah, the buses, I've had good luck for the most part every time I've stayed with buses, so I can't complain too much, but I remember Coronado having very good luck, and like you said, never being crowded.
And our room was maybe a 3-minute walk from the bus stop.
That's
so
helpful.
We were close to the buses, so that was nice. After a long day at the park, didn't have to walk long to get to our room.
That always helps. All right, so getting the hotel stuff out of the way, you only ate there once at the quick serve, correct? You just kind of grabbed a quick bite the day you were leaving?
Yeah, well, one day we were at Animal Kingdom, we came back, that's when we did the pool, and then we went to Rick's Lounge and had a couple drinks and some appetizers, and then we went back to Animal Kingdom.
How was Rick's Lounge? What'd you get?
I got the Flight of Margaritas.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was delicious.
I got the jalapeno margarita, and it was out of this world with a little spice. Delicious.
That sounds good.
That's their signature drink. That's what they're known for, the jalapeno margarita.
I might have to go there and get one, because that's one of my favorites.
It did have a spicy aftertaste, but it was very good.
I'm glad I only had the little sample of it, because I don't think I could drink a whole thing. Because it was spicy, but it was good to taste.
Yeah, because it's got like that sour taste and the little spice as a kick at the end, usually.
Yeah, because they add cucumber in it, too, to mild it out a little bit, the guy said. So, but it was good. You could taste the cucumber. Mine had a few seeds in it, too, so I think maybe that's why mine was so spicy.
Extra spicy for you.
I had a few extra seeds.
What'd you get for food? Anything good there?
We got calamari. That was good. And we got their homemade barbecue chips were really good.
Oh, like kind of like kettle cooked kind of thing?
Yeah.
That sounds good. So nice little snack. Nothing too heavy, but good snacks.
Yeah. And then, the last day as we were waiting for the Magical Express, we ate in the quick serve.
The Pepper Market?
Yep.
That's not bad either. If I remember I know it's a lot different now from when I went, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, there are a lot of different stations. I got tacos, but there are a bunch of different stations, and they actually serve you on real plates, and you use real silverware. I'm used to plastic plates and forks and knives.
Yeah, well, even Art of Animation does real plates and real silverware as opposed to Pop Century.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But
it was good.
That's good. So how about you want to go through the parks? I know Mike wants to hear all about the food, so we'll save that for last, but...
Yeah, we took notes.
Oh, good. That's important.
I prepared because I knew I'd be asked about the food, so we wrote down what we got, where we went.
That's good. A good reason. You do more research than Mike's ever done on this show.
Yeah, I tried.
That's good. Now, Ed, since this is your first time going, what was your favorite park of the four that you went to?
Animal Kingdom, by far, just because I love animals, and there's a lot to see and do, and it was just really nice and shaded versus all the other parks, which are older in their layout, and there wasn't much, this was July, there wasn't a lot of places to hide from the sun. But Animal Kingdom, by far, hands down my favorite one, followed up by Magic Kingdom.
Oh, good. I like that. So that's good. Animal Kingdom is a rising star for sure. So that's good. Not too much of a cheerleader move. Catherine will attest to that.
And yeah.
Now, how about the new Pandora? What'd you think of that, Catherine and Ed?
The ride, Flight of Passage, was amazing.
Yeah.
I only got to go on it once. I want to go back on it over and over again.
We have to wait like 5 hours each time, it seems like. The lines are crazy for that.
Yeah, the lines were crazy. Even they're doing all extra magic hours every night at Animal Kingdom through the summer.
Yeah, till 1 a.m.
Yeah, but we were there probably around 11:30, 12 o'clock, and it was still a 2.5 hour wait.
Oh, that's crazy.
I would wait an hour.
And
I
don't like
the season line. I would wait an hour for that.
Well, it says a lot. I heard it's really good. I haven't watched any YouTubes on it because I don't want to spoil it too much.
Yeah.
But it's good. Is it the best ride that Disney has, you think?
Best 4D ride.
Okay.
I still, Tower of Terror will always be my favorite.
So I think of all the rides, it's the best 4D ride that I did.
Definitely.
You know, Flights of Passage along those lines. I think that was the best.
So I've heard it described as like a mix between like Star Tours and Soarin'.
Well, I get the Soarin' part. I can't do Star Tours. It makes me sick.
But it's definitely a cross between the two.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
Yeah.
So she made you ride Star Tours by yourself, Ed?
No, I did it.
Oh, good job.
And I had my eyes closed the whole time, and I got off, and I said, never again. You can go on by yourself from now on.
I will gladly ride that one by myself, because that is a fun ride.
I don't even like Star Wars, and that's a fun ride.
Something about that one, I don't know what it is.
I'll go on it with you, Ed. Don't worry.
Fantastic. There we go.
So. And then Pandora, if you go, you have to go during the day, and then
you
go
have
at
to go
night.
Back at night.
It's amazing at night.
So you need to see it both ways.
Glows. Yeah. Just so you can see it, because it glows, but it's still dark, so you can't really see everything, so it's good to go during the day, but it's definitely very cool at night. So I'm glad we did it both.
Both times. That's good. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things, and you didn't do the river ride because you said you didn't want to wait for that, right?
Right, and I heard that one's not worth it, because you can only pick one for the Fast Pass.
Right.
So I chose Flights of Passage. If we were there longer and I was able to go 2 days, I would have maybe, like, another day
done
the river.
Instead, yeah.
But didn't do it this trip.
Yeah, next time. Something to look forward to.
Yep. And I'm sure that the lines for that will probably die down quicker than the other one.
Yeah,
so
it
we'll
seems like it.
So we'll do that one without a Fast Pass one day.
Right. That's probably very true. Were you able to eat at the Satuli Canteen? Did you go there?
We did. We had the cheeseburger pods.
Now, I haven't heard much about the cheeseburger pods themselves, but I heard the restaurant's really nice, too.
Yeah, the restaurant was cool. We went back at night, and so no one was in there. So we walked right up, ordered, got our food right away.
That's good.
And then it was easy to find a seat because it was probably like 10:30 at night.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
So we split that. And so you get two cheeseburger pods, and it was enough to split as a late night snack.
Yeah, it came with those chips and whatever those caviar.
Yeah, like a little salad kind of thing.
The boba balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are those, by the way?
I don't know, but they're very sweet.
They were sweet, huh?
Very, very sweet. I don't know what they are, but they are pretty good.
I didn't eat any.
You didn't like it? You didn't want to try it?
No, it reminds me of snot.
Mm.
So, I didn't want to eat one.
That's good.
The cheeseburger pods are really good, though. They almost remind me of a bigger, like, dumpling look. Like, you know, like a steamed dumpling, except with all the things inside, and it was very delicious.
Yeah, they look pretty good. All the food there actually looks pretty good.
And I usually put, like, condiments on my burgers. This did not need it.
No,
it was fine eating it just as is.
How about, did you get any of those specialty drinks from there? The green beer or anything like that?
No.
Passed on that for now.
Yeah, and then I couldn't even find the spot that does, like, that Night Blossom drink. I guess that's just another like little stand. I don't think you get it in that restaurant.
Yeah, it's a small little stand out there somewhere. I don't know where it is.
I didn't see it.
That place was also so new and it was so packed. Getting around was tough. You could easily miss a little stand.
I'm sure.
Because I was looking for that. I would have tried one of those, but I didn't see it.
Well, it sounds like you overall that you were a big fan of the Pandora. Do you think it has lasting power? Like it's going to be popular once the hype runs out or...
They got to get another movie made.
Well, yeah.
I think so.
To keep it going, I think. But it's definitely cool. And if they keep expanding upon it.
Right.
I think it's got some lasting power.
That's good. All right, what else? What other highlights did you have at the parks? Obviously hearing about the new Pandora section. But everything was new to you, Ed. So what else did you like?
Which park? Because we got to really narrow it down.
Well, you said Magic Kingdom was your second favorite. So what did you like about that?
I like the rides, and I am not a ride person. These were probably the first roller coasters, first rides I've gone on since high school, maybe college. So Magic Kingdom was a lot of fun for me to get out on. And you have to help me with some of the rides, remembering them. The Flume?
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain, thank you. That was a lot of fun.
That's one of my favorites.
So that was pretty intense, too.
Did Catherine trick you with like all the small ones? Like, it's like, here it comes?
No, I didn't. Tell him about anything.
Oh, okay.
I didn't give him any warnings about any of the rides because I wanted him to experience it. So some of the dips, he was like, oh, my God. And I was like, oh, just wait. Like, I didn't warn him and just happened.
Yeah, Splash Mountain was fun because the anticipation was coming. Cause it felt like an hour to get all the way to the top of that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Through and little dips and little splashes and wondering when it's finally going to happen. Oh, was that a blast.
And plus, when it's hot like it was, it's always nice to get cooled down a little bit, too.
Exactly.
And we didn't get very wet. We were in the back row.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you can survive it.
Well, don't tell Disney, but I did put my hand in the water and cool off that way.
Oh, you're gonna get banned. They're going to find out.
You're going to lose a finger.
That actually happened on the Pirates.
Yeah, that's why.
I did not like when I got splashed on Pirates, though.
No.
That caught me off guard, and that water was freezing.
Oh, yeah, when, like, the guns go off.
Yeah.
And the cannons, he was sitting right near one, and he got splashed.
Got smacked.
Again, did not know it was coming, so it was a little shocker, and that's some very cold water.
But I guess they take your picture on that ride now?
Yeah, they do, right at the beginning.
Because I saw the flash, but the picture never showed up on my photo pass.
Huh. I don't know where you have to go to get it or look at them, so I don't know.
Yeah, because I didn't even see a spot to look at them, but you know how they usually just show up on your photo pass?
Right, that's true.
You don't even have to scan it, but it didn't show up on mine. So I don't know. The flash went off, because I saw it, and I even said to Ed, oh, this is new, they take your picture.
Yeah.
But I have no picture to show for it.
That's too bad. So were there any rides, like, Catherine, that you were really hoping Ed liked that he didn't like, or vice versa?
No, you liked them all. Got them on everything.
That's good.
Few at Magic Kingdom we didn't get to.
Yeah, it's hard to get to all of them. Did you only go to Magic Kingdom one day?
We went twice.
Okay. Even still, it's hard to get them all.
Yeah. And then we didn't do Rock and Roller Coaster.
No?
That was our first night there. We had a very early flight. Went right to the parks. And I happened to snag a last-minute Fast Pass.
Yeah.
It's for like 9:15.
You guys didn't make it that late.
We didn't make it. We probably made it till about 8:50, and I was like, I can't. We gotta go. So we didn't do that one, but we'll do it next time.
Yeah, it's a good ride. So that's a good one to have in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Again, something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now I have to know, as a first timer, what'd you think of like World Showcase going around the world and all that stuff? In Epcot.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun. And I've done some world traveling, so, you know, whenever I've heard, oh, I went to Mexico in Epcot, I'm like, oh, yeah, come on. I thought that was a lot of fun and a really good taste of it all.
It was very hot.
It was very hot. But...
So he's going back in February, so he thinks he's going to enjoy it more then, when it's not.
Yeah, scorched. That helps, certainly.
Epcot was one of those parks that I was really looking forward to seeing for the first time because every show you've ever seen as a kid parodies it in some way.
Right.
So really wanted to see it, but it was really hot, really steamy that day. So I was just running from shade to shade. But around the world, that was a lot of fun, checking all those stores, the shops, and that wine pass. If that's still going on, we're going to go back.
Yeah,
we're going to have to do that again.
Did that for the first time, the little wine tasting.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
You do Germany, Italy, and France.
Right.
So you get two glasses, little plastic cups, and you get to keep them. And then you get six different samples of wine.
Hmm, it's like $25 or something, right?
It was, I think,
32.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Ed and I split it instead of each doing it.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
So just because you get two
at each country.
So we took a couple sips of each one.
Oh, that's good.
So it was good for two people to share, if you don't mind drinking out of the same glass, because you get different wines.
I see.
Or if you don't want to taste them all, you just want to drink one from each country.
Right.
So, but that was fun, because I had never done that before. So that was something different to do.
Yeah, it's something I would never do because I don't like wine. If they did a beer one like that, I'd be all over it.
And Ed made it almost all the way around the world.
I didn't get to Canada.
He didn't drink in Canada.
Hey, you're not missing too much with Canada. Moosehead is probably the best thing they have, and it's not that great.
Yeah, but
oh, it's my that's one of my favorite Canadian beers back, you know. Here, so that would have been fun, but that was a heavy load that one day of just all those different places, plus that wine tasting really made it tricky to want to go and finish it off.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough and to throw that in the mix.
With dinner reservations as well that night, so.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, you want to get into some of the food stuff that you did? I know that you guys had some good reservations and things like that, so let's get right into the meat and potatoes here.
Sure.
Since you have notes, just go right through it.
So the first night we ate at Sci-Fi.
No, I've never been there, and I've heard mixed reviews. Like, I know the atmosphere is good, but I heard the food can be hit or miss. What do you guys think?
I thought the food was really good, and I had only eaten there once before, but I figured for the full Disney experience, you got to take them to the most themed restaurant.
Yeah, either that or the 50s primetime would have been a good choice for the
first time. But I like the Sci-Fi. So we sat
you watched
right in a car.
Silly little clips of old movies from the 50s. And I thought the food was pretty spot on. I mean, we just got burgers and fries, nothing.
Yeah, we had fried
crazy.
Pickles for an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
Those were good. And we each had a burger.
I heard the burgers are good there.
Yeah, they were. Ed had like this monthly special.
Yeah, it had like barbecue sauce and bacon and whatever else on it. Just a crafty burger that you would get somewhere, and it was delish.
Sounds good. Would you get like a plain one, Catherine?
No, mine had like pimento cheese on it and bacon.
That sounds good too.
It was good.
But after a full day running around in that park too, it's kind of tough to want to scarf down a burger, especially like you said, our first day we got in very early.
Ed ate his whole burger and half of mine, nice. So. Don't let them fool you about not wanting to scarf it down.
Yeah, but also you're sitting in, like, the 62-degree air conditioning, and you're finally, like, getting a break, too.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yep.
That's good. So that was a good first meal then. Seems like you guys both liked that.
Yeah, it was good.
See, that's a place that, like, I would go to, but there's never reservations for it. So it's not like you can just walk up and get in. They always fill up quick, because it's small in there, isn't it?
It is, kind of, but when I was checking in to give my reservation, the woman in front of me did not have a reservation, and they told her it'd be about a 20 to 30 minute wait.
That's not bad.
But you don't get to sit in a car if you don't make reservations. You sit at like the little picnic tables in the back.
Oh, I'd probably rather sit at a table.
Yeah, the cars were kind of a little cramped.
Yeah, I don't think it would be.
For two people, it's fine.
See, I
feel like if you have more than that, it's weird because then you're sitting like behind somebody else in your group. Hard to talk.
Yeah, so you don't want to see the back of my head during your meal, is
right.
What you're saying.
So the two people is fine because you can talk to each other.
I had the image in my head of, if anyone remembers Pulp Fiction, when they go to that restaurant, when you said we're eating in cars, I thought that would be more of what it was.
See,
an actual large-sized car carved out with a table.
So the Pulp Fiction restaurant would have been more like the 50s primetime.
Yeah,
except exactly. Not the car, but that's like more the theming of that.
Which is what I kind of thought. We'd have like a bigger car when you sit us in the car. It's still fun, but definitely a little smaller and with burgers and fried pickles and a beer or soda. I can't remember what we had. Kind of really took up the counter space.
Yeah. Well, but that's still, I mean, like I said, that's something I definitely will do at some point, but it's not high on my priority, so it's always, you know, just kind of in my back pocket. Yeah. How about what other reservations did you have? I remember seeing a few pretty good ones that you guys had.
We did the Spirit of Aloha dinner show.
Oh, how'd you like that?
That was really good. I really liked the show. I liked the food. I liked the all-you-can-drink Bud Light.
Of course.
So that was fun.
Is it better than Hoop-Dee-Doo Review?
No. They're very different. I like the food better at Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Right.
But I'd never seen this show, so the show I really enjoyed.
Yeah, because you basically know Hoop-Dee-Doo Review by heart at this point.
Yeah. But I'll still go back to it.
Right, the food's really good there. What was the food? I know it's like kind of Chinese food stuff, but what exactly did they give you?
The appetizer was salad and some kind of noodles that were delicious, and fresh pineapple. The dinner,
pork.
There was pork, there was chicken.
Pulled pork, chicken, chicken wings or something?
Chicken wings, no. I don't know what the other meat was.
Yeah.
And
It was more like Pacific Island themed. So oh, okay,
yeah.
I think along those lines, like a lot of pork, some chicken.
I liked... Oh, ribs? Were there ribs?
That's what it was. It was ribs. That's what I couldn't place.
I like the food at Ohana better.
Oh, okay.
But this was good. I would go back to this because I was able to use with their anniversary. I got 20% off being a pass holder.
Oh, that's good.
So that made it nice, too.
And the show was good. And it's like an outdoor theater, isn't it?
Yeah. But if it rains, you're underneath, and there's fans, and so it was very comfortable.
Great service. I do got to say, for as packed as we were there, those waiters and waitresses were on it.
He kept bringing us Bud Light.
That's important.
So
we should point out, it could have been all you care to enjoy, Bud Light, Yingling, or wine. We just chose the Bud Light.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I've heard mixed reviews about the show. At the Spirit of Aloha. Is it the kind of show that you go back to see over and over again, or is it kind of a one-time?
It's a coming-of-age story.
I would go back and see it. It's like Hoop-Dee-Doo. You could just see it once. So I'm sure some people just say, I'm going to see that once and be done with it.
I mean, the five show that they did with it was really interesting.
Yeah, at the end, the guy...
Oh, the fire dancer or whatever it is.
Yeah, fire juggling. Again, I haven't seen another show to compare it to, so that's why I just wanted to throw out that. I thought it was interesting.
That's good.
And we did Be Our Guest that day for lunch. We had early lunch reservations, like 11:15.
Now, have you ever seen Beauty and the Beast, Ed?
I have.
Okay. Well, because Catherine said you're not, like, a big movie guy. Like, you don't know a lot of the Disney movies, so I didn't know if she kind of gave you a rundown of everything before you went.
But a good, like the mainstream ones I would know. Like we saw Beauty and the Beast in theaters, and I saw
we saw the new one.
Animated one as a kid a few times, so I was very familiar with
it. He knows like the 90s ones, like Aladdin, like that when we grew up with. He knows all those. So.
What'd you think of that place, Ed?
I like that place. I really love the soup.
We each got a French onion soup.
Oh, it's good onion soup, yeah.
It was very good. Really liked the atmosphere. Really liked the setup of the place. I thought it was you guys would call that a quick serve?
For lunch, it's quick serve, yes.
Yeah, that was a really cool layout, cool service, cool building, and really good food.
What'd you guys have there?
We split the croque monsieur.
Okay, so you each got soup and then one sandwich to split?
Yeah, because we knew we had a big dinner coming.
And I had a
And he snacked on a turkey leg that day, too.
Oh, good move.
I did not know that they had those there until I saw some kid running around with one, and I was dead set on getting one.
Did you regret that decision, or were you happy with it?
I was happy with it at the time. I regretted it that it was 3 hours before dinner.
Right.
That was the only true regret. is I should have waited another day.
Got it the next day, yeah. Mm-hmm. They are pretty good, but it's a lot, too. It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to dig out all those tendons, and it's all greasy, and you need, like, 65 napkins to go through that thing.
I was going to say, it was a turkey leg at 2 o'clock in July in Disney. It was not necessarily the smartest idea, because just, you know, trying to negotiate eating an already hot turkey leg that's greasy in the sun while walking around in a crowded park. That, I think, if I do that again, will be a nice February, find a quiet, cool place and enjoy my turkey leg.
There you go.
Then we had reservations at Spice Road Table.
Oh, how was that?
That was really good. We just split a bunch of appetizers.
Okay.
Instead of getting a meal.
Well, that's kind of how that place was intended when they first opened it. It was all, like, small plates.
Yeah. And we had late reservations, so we watched Illuminations right from dinner.
I heard that's a really good spot to watch from.
It was really good, because you're kind of right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. And everyone, they're all very accommodating. The waiter said, move your chair wherever you want, move to this table if you want, stand up, do whatever. So they didn't care, and they weren't rushing us out of there.
That's good.
Because when we left, everything else was closed, but we were still, they didn't make us feel rushed that we had to leave.
Like, what point during your reservation was Illuminations? Like, halfway through?
Tail end.
Yeah, we were pretty much done finishing the last few bites, but they let us stay there. We finished our drinks. So, and none of the waiters or waitresses came around during Illuminations.
Oh, okay.
So they kind of got everyone's food out to them and then
stayed back.
Like, we were done and they didn't bring us the bill until after. I think they didn't want us to feel rushed and they didn't want to block anybody, so. Right.
That's good. And then plus leaving it during an empty Epcot must have been pretty nice, too.
Oh, it was great. And we had to wait like 5 minutes for the bus, but we got right on a bus. We weren't being pushed out like if you leave right after Illuminations.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do is just, like, sit back and let people leave after Illuminations and just let it clear out a little bit, go shopping in the Mouse Gears or something and catch a later bus.
Speaking of Mouse Gears.
Uh-oh, is the fart smell back?
No, but you know where it is.
It's on the other side of Interventions, near the character meet.
Yes, and as we were walking, that's the first direction we went. Ed said, oh, what's that smell?
Yeah, that's the fart smell.
So he noticed it as a first-timer right away. I didn't say anything to him, and he smelled it.
I still don't know. I can't figure out how it moved from one end of Future World to the other, but it did.
I don't know. But, yeah,
that whole store used to smell like that little hallway there, Ed.
It
was brutal.
But now it doesn't smell in the store, and now it's down at that end.
Yeah, which is fine, because you don't really need to stop at that other end. You just
Unless it's
through.
A cast member that got, like, a new position.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know.
Just a stinky, stinky cast member? That could be.
That works every single day.
Yeah.
What other reservations? We had Raglan Road.
Well, before you get to that, I need to talk about Jock Lindsay's, because I know you guys were stranded there.
We went there
that had to
before
have been
our reservation.
One of the best nights, too, with that storm that came in. So we stayed there for quite a while.
I'm going to hit that up this time, Catherine. When we go to Art Smith, we might have to do a late-night Jock Lindsay run after that.
Yeah, and we went, and it happened to be happy hour.
Yeah, 9 to 11 or something, right? Happy hour or something?
No, it was even earlier, because
like
our reservation was at 6:15.
Yeah. It's like
so
a
we got
4
there.
To 7 o'clock, 4 to 8 o'clock happy hour.
Yeah,
they
I
might
think,
have another one, too, but
I think they do like 4 to 6 and 9 to 11 are the two happy
hours. Yes, we got an early one. They're, what do we get? The nachos? The nachos are really good.
Yeah.
So they had half price, like a small sample of appetizers, and then you could get different drinks. I didn't order any drinks off the happy hour menu.
No, you get like the monkey head or whatever it is.
I got the monkey head, but that wasn't part of
the
happy hour.
How it
hour.
Worked was like a gin and tonic or a vodka soda. It wasn't any of their.
So it was just like well drinks, no specialty
drinks. Well drinks and then
certain
beers.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't do that.
So you went with the shrunken monkey head or whatever it's called?
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
How is that? That sounds pretty good.
It was really good. I liked the cup. I wish I could have kept it, but that wasn't part of the deal.
Can't you buy it or no?
I don't know.
Because I like, at Trader Sam's, you can get the drink, and then you can pay, like, the extra $8 or whatever and keep the cup.
Yeah, they didn't seem to have an option for that.
Hmm.
Which is fine. I don't need another cup that I'll never use, but...
Should have just put it in your purse. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. You took it.
But they were very nice there. Ed wore his first time button every day.
Oh, good.
And one of the guys there said, is it really your first visit? So they gave him wings.
I'm looking at him right now on your pin board.
They gave him like a pin.
Yeah, you showed me that. That's nice.
The wings, so he got that for being a first timer.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We were there for quite a while because a big storm rolled in. A very big storm, and it lasted a lot longer than most of the other ones around this time of the year. So we just pretty much stayed put for quite a few hours there, just enjoying, you know, the specialty drinks and the cool atmosphere, because that is a very cool bar. Or a restaurant, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
Was it crowded in there? A lot of people, or not really?
When we got there, it was pretty dead, but when the storm came in, people who were there were staying there. So yeah. It didn't really pan out or thin out at all.
I see.
But nothing crazy. There were and there's lots of seating outside. No one was sitting outside because it was hot, and then the rain.
Yeah.
So anybody who was outside came inside. But there's a lot of seating outside.
Yeah, I only went in there once, and it was right when it first opened, and I couldn't find a seat, so we just kind of went in and went out. But yeah. It is pretty cool in there. I want to hang out in there at some point.
Yeah, I would definitely go back.
How was Raglan Road?
Delicious.
Probably my favorite restaurant.
Yeah, I've heard only good things about it.
Yeah. I had risotto.
Banger and booze.
Yeah, and I'd got bangers and booze.
That sounds good to me. What was it, like the Guinness stew with the sausage or something?
Beef stew. Yeah, there might have been some Guinness in there.
Yeah, it was made with, it's booze.
Well, yeah, but.
Yeah.
Delicious. And I had a Guinness while I had it, too.
Very nice.
So.
Our waiter was from Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Because I had to give my ID with Tables in Wonderland. So he's like, oh, Rhode Island! Because for some reason his name tag didn't notice that it said Rhode Island.
Well, you can put whatever you want. So if he hasn't been in Rhode Island, they can change it to where they currently live if they want.
Yeah. So. But that was good. And then after that, we went back and we went to Magic Kingdom and we watched Happily Ever After.
What'd you think of that, Catherine?
Very good. I liked it a lot.
Better than Wishes?
I would probably say, yeah.
It was time for a change, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really liked the projection show and the fireworks, I thought, were really good. I mean, Wishes was amazing, too, but this one, I really liked it.
The only thing I heard that people miss about Wishes is the soundtrack. They said the projections and the fireworks are 100% better in the new one, but the soundtrack for Wishes was better.
Yeah, I can see that. We got a good viewing spot right by the partner statue.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How were the crowd levels overall during your trip? Was it pretty crowded? I know July can be hit or miss.
It really wasn't as busy as I thought.
Mm-hmm.
The only really day that I found to be very busy was our last day. And we were at Magic Kingdom, so that park always tends to be busier anyways.
Yeah, it always feels busier at Magic Kingdom.
But like the night we went to Animal Kingdom, I guess people still aren't ready for it to be a nighttime park, or everyone's just at Pandora. We walked on Dinosaur twice. We walked on Primeval Whirl. We walked on Everest.
That place was dead at night. The first time I went at night last year, it was only open till like 8 or 8:30 or something, and then from 6 to 8, it was like a ghost town. It was like we were the only ones in the park. It was insane.
I think either everyone's in Pandora or everyone's waiting to watch Rivers of Light.
Did you watch it?
I had watched it before. It's not really my favorite.
No.
I don't see a need to go see it again. So.
So you didn't do it this time?
No. We did the rides instead.
There you go.
Yeah, I did Himalayan? Is that the name of that?
The Everest.
Everest, yeah. That was... That was way too fun. And I am not a roller coaster person, and that was way too fun.
That one's super intense at night. Like, between going during the day and at night, that thing is
crazy. That's how I experienced it. We did it in the afternoon, yeah. And it was fun, and it was great. And then we came back that night, and we did it again after the lines had died down. Like you said, we just walked right on, and that was a lot of fun at night, too.
Yeah, it said it was a 20-minute wait. We probably waited 10 minutes.
10, yeah. It's pretty quick moving anyway, that line.
Yeah.
Usually.
So.
Any other good meals that you're missing out on here that we didn't get to?
We should mention Himalayan Bar.
You don't know the names of anything. We went to the Nomad Lounge.
Oh, that place is great.
Yeah.
I like Ed's name better. I think it should be called the Himalayan Bar.
Thank you.
Oh, it's not even near there, though.
That's all right. It's a good name, though.
And he calls Thunder Mountain Balderdash.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, he doesn't know the names of anything, but he'll learn now that he's an annual pass holder.
He's indoctrinated now.
Yeah, he's got to study up. But that was good. We had a couple drinks. We got chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
We're really good.
Yeah, it was right before we saw Pandora for the first time during the day. We needed a spot to cool off, and there was no one in there. It was phenomenal.
It's still dead. I was worried that when Pandora opened, it was going to be more crowded there.
No. There was one person sitting outside. There was no one inside, and then about 15 minutes into us being there alone, another group came in.
Mm-hmm. And as we were leaving, there was two other guys at the bar that came in as we were leaving, and that was it.
But yeah, dead still.
That place is great.
Surprised. I thought it was going to be packed, going to Pandora, place to cool off, but it was not.
That one drink there, I forget which one it is. It's one of the best drinks I've ever had. It's got the pineapple on it. I don't know if you had that one or not.
No, I didn't. I had the Hightower Rocks or something. Comes with watermelon on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I had the Tempting Tigress because I'm a bourbon person.
Yeah.
It was made with a 10-year-old bourbon and a little bit of like syrup and lime juice, and it was phenomenal.
He took a picture of the menu so he could remember it.
Good move. That menu is great. The menu in itself is like an attraction, just going through and reading all the little stories they have.
Yeah. You're looking through like a little journey, and it's a lot of fun. That place, it should be a lot busier, I think, for just how...
I could spend 2-3 hours at that bar, easy.
Yeah, that's like with location where Pandora is now, and just their prices and their meals and their drinks, it's a very good deal.
And you can use tables in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
That helped,
it was nice
certainly
to have that card.
Yeah, especially for the drinks.
Yeah.
Because the drinks can add up pretty quick. Right. I mean, drinks are overpriced at Disney, but with 20% off, you kind of get it back down to normal status.
Right. But it was good.
Yeah, Nomad Lounge is pretty cool. I like that place.
Well, we ate at Columbia Harbor House.
Good quick serve. Are you a seafood guy, Ed? Do you like seafood?
I love seafood.
What'd you think? It's pretty good as far as seafood goes. I mean, you're not going to get much better for a quick serve at Disney.
No, for, you know, being a New England snob when it comes to seafood, I thought it was very good. And for quick serve, it was really good. And it was filling. We got quite a lot for what seemed to be a very little.
We each got a chowder.
The chowder's good there.
And then we split the land and sea trio.
Oh, okay.
So it has the fried fish, fried shrimp, and chicken fingers.
Did you go upstairs and eat?
Yeah.
We did.
Nice.
Right by the windows so we could see the people walking by.
Yeah, that place, that's a good spot. That's probably my favorite quick serve at
Magic
Kingdom.
That's another spot, like upstairs. No one ever sits. I always get a seat upstairs. Downstairs always packed.
Right, exactly.
So. Yeah, I think that's it for the food.
Yeah,
no. Oh, we did T-Rex.
Oh, T-Rex bar. Forgot about that. That was nifty.
In Disney Springs, we just sat at the bar.
Yeah.
Had drinks and an appetizer.
Yeah, whatever their sampler was for the
appetizer sampler.
It was pretty good.
It's pretty loud in there, isn't it?
Very loud in there. Very cool.
I was thinking of taking the girls there for dinner, but I don't know if it would be too intense for at the time they'll be 3 and 1.
I think
it's loud.
Mackenzie would be fine. Your Gina.
Yeah.
Your Gina Jr., I don't know.
Yeah, we might have to pass on that. I don't know. But maybe when they get a little older, the next trip down the line.
Well, they have what sounds like asteroids and comets hitting the Earth at one point when you're reading. So it is loud.
Yeah, maybe rainforest might be the better move.
That one's loud too, though.
But it's a different kind of loud.
Yeah. I haven't been to that one in a while. It's
got dinosaurs screaming and earth shattering.
But it was fun. The bar, they have the aquarium right behind the bar. So along with the menu, they give you a list of
fish
are in the tank. And it's like the octopus tentacles are hanging from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some moving.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
And without a reservation, you can just go sit right at the bar.
Sit at the bar, yeah. Same thing with rainforest.
Yeah. So we figured for a quick snack and some drinks. So.
Yeah, Disney Springs has really stepped up. I mean, I know that's been there forever, but Disney Springs is a lot more fun to hang out at now.
Yeah. So. That's, I think, it for the food that we ate. We got some snacks in Germany.
Oh, yeah, pretzels?
No, from the caramel shop.
Oh, the caramel shop. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah. I got the caramel apple cookie, which is always delicious.
How about, do you have a Dole Whip or a citrus swirl, Ed?
No.
You missed out on a good one.
Yeah, we'll do it next time. I like the Dole Whip with the vanilla ice cream, and you have to go to the Poly to get it.
They brought it back. It's back in Magic Kingdom just this week, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, it's back now. They just did like a refurb on it or something, and now they have the vanilla back.
Oh, okay. Then I'll be able to get it. But speaking of the Poly, we sat at the Tambu Lounge and we had some Lapu Lapus.
I think I saw a picture of that somewhere along the way.
They were delish.
Yeah. Was that before your Spirit of Aloha?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, good one.
We went there, headed there a little early so we could sit there because I wanted Ed to have a Lapu Lapu.
Now Ed's going to want to stay at the Polynesian next time you guys go.
I kind of do.
He said that when we were there.
If I don't buy groceries for 6 months, we can swing it for a weekend.
For one night, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it sounds like you guys had a good trip, Ed. You enjoyed yourself there, and just next time you go and it's under 100, you'll be happy.
Exactly. And I also kind of know where things are and what I'm looking forward to doing. This time I just completely put trust in Catherine and said, take me wherever, I trust you. And it worked out because she knew everything and it was great. But now I have like my own memories or things that I want to do again or things that I want to try that we didn't get to while we were there that I know about.
Go on the people mover without it breaking down.
That was actually kind of pleasant. At least it broke down in a nice shaded area inside Space Mountain. So.
Yeah, so next time you go, you'll have to lead Captain around and she'll have to follow everything you do.
That's right, because I'll now know what I want to do at Animal Kingdom or at Magic Kingdom. And Hollywood Studios is another park I think I'd like to spend like a bit more time at.
We did everything there.
Well, except for Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to see the fireworks show because I'm a Star Wars nerd, so that would have been really fun to see.
Yeah. Just got too tired.
Yeah, it happens. So. All right. Well, thank you guys both for coming on and talking about your trip. I appreciate it. And, we'll take another quick break and I'll come back with Mike and wrap everything up. Assuming everything went well there during episode 180 as I interviewed Por Favor Catherine. Again, we had some technical difficulties beforehand, so we had to resort to a little in-person one-on-one interview. Mike, you didn't want to fly up for that one, huh?
No, I'm all set.
You just said you'd let me take over.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's getting to be the cool time of year up there now.
It is. Oh, man, it was like, yeah, it wasn't too cool today. It was in the high 70s, but it was rainy and overcast and everything. Yeah. It's already, we're past the hump. It's August now. We're getting in, people are already talking about plans for Labor Day and things like that.
I used to get so depressed when they'd have the commercials for the great Minnesota get-together.
Oh, because that's like at the end of the summer, right?
You're done. You're done when they have the Minnesota State Fair. That's it. Done. See you later. Thanks for playing.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was awful.
Now you're just getting into your good weather.
Yeah, it's been pretty damn hot, though. It's been 94 the past couple days.
But that's what I mean. Like, you're, when the weather starts turning for us, that's when you get into your like, perfect weeks, end of September, early October. Those are, like, your perfect days, aren't they?
Yeah, it depends what you like. I mean, I love October, November. It's in the mid-80s when the humidity blows out the end of September. January's like your fall. You can have a, you know, 62 degree day or an 82 degree day. So, I mean, every month's good. I'm not gonna say anything negative.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
You hear me bitch about January here, you need to slap me.
I will. Don't worry. I'll fly down and slap you. It'll be an excuse to fly down in January and an excuse to slap you.
Yeah, just come down and slap me. There's two good things for you.
Exactly.
Coming down to Florida in January and slapping me.
I won't even look for a cheap fare. I'll just book the first flight I can get.
Yeah, with your $800 million. Well, if I get a $79 one way. That was a great observation by our friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Kat Atherin is out state of Coronado Springs.
She did.
And I had talked to her. We had texted her about a week or two back. She really liked it.
Oh, it's a great resort. She was a huge fan of it. She got the newly refurbished rooms, which are fantastic.
And I saw the video that she posted to our page. I think they did a great job with that refurbishment.
They did a really good job. I think you were probably pleased with what was in the refrigerator, I assume.
I did. That was a good job on their part.
Yes. And I like the wood floors. That's a big advantage. I like the storage under the beds. I'm thinking like the practical things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then the upgrades in the bathroom.
Wow, the bathrooms are beautiful.
They have the rainfall shower heads. They have the glass shower curtains instead of the cloth ones. It's the glass doors. A lot of nice upgrades in the bathrooms. The two sinks.
Yep.
There's a closet now instead of just an opening. There's an actual closet with the door. There's a lot of really nice things about the room. I'll get into that. Although you've already heard it. I said, I'm sure we'll get into that with her. Hopefully I remember to ask her. But yeah, I mean, Coronado... We both have stayed there, and we both love it. It's funny, though, if you think about it, when you stayed there, that was like two refurbishments ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because when I stayed in 2011, they had just refurbed the rooms, and I thought they were great then, and now they're already doing it again. So that it's actually funny about that, how that worked out. But even without the rooms, outside of the rooms, the whole resort is just fantastic. I love the grounds. I love the main lobby and the gift shop and everything like that. The pool's great. It's just a different style. You're just so low-key there.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting what I have to say about Port Orleans Riverside, because I stayed at Caribbean when they first opened it, maybe a year or two after. I've stayed at Coronado Springs. Coronado is... I like it better than Caribbean. Do you agree? I know that you had a really, really nice stay a couple years ago at Caribbean.
I loved Caribbean. I think I liked that better than Coronado.
You do like it better then.
I did, but
because Yergina Jr. was there?
Well, Yergina, not Yergina Jr.
That's correct. My bad. I get That's my okay. Yerginas mixed up.
It's okay. It's an easy mistake to make. So it had a large part to do with Yergina being there and being able to have my first trip with her there.
But let's put the emotion aside. Just tell me what you like, why you like that better than
what I was going to say is also might be because we spent so much more time at the resort when we were staying at Caribbean than we did at Coronado.
So you're saying that you and the good doctor were cheerleaders on your honeymoon?
Well, it wasn't so much cheerleaders that we were on the deluxe dining plan, so we were at different restaurants every three times a day.
Which is not a bad thing, Billy. No,
but we didn't really have a lot of time to explore the resort. So it wasn't... we probably didn't take full advantage of it, which we probably should have and would in the future. So I need to give it another shake. But as of right now, Caribbean's on my top of the list.
What'd you like? Did you like the grounds better than
Yeah, I like that style. I like kind of like the tropical oasis that Caribbean Beach had. Those pathways that you go through over the little wooden bridges and stuff.
The walking was amazing. I really enjoyed walking. And I was a young teenage punk when I went with Martinelle Caruso. And I'd still get a cup of coffee in the morning and just do my 2 mile, whatever, 2 or 3 miles, whatever that thing was around the resort. But I thoroughly enjoyed that walk.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I did that walk many times with Georgina in the stroller when we stayed there, and I loved it every time. I liked the lobby. I know they're redoing it all now in the center town and all that, so we'll see what becomes. But that place, I just saw a YouTube of it just the other day.
A big nerd like me watching YouTube videos on resorts.
The construction updates, everything's closed. The gift shop's closed, the restaurant's closed. They have like a pop-up tent for a restaurant right now.
Oh, that's not good.
The pool's open, but everything else is closed over there. There's just construction going on because that's where that new DVC is going to be, pretty much.
It's like a high-rise, too, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. So
I don't know how the heck that's going to look, but that's
going to
build
the
there for this episode.
Yeah, they're going to build the gondola station over there and all that. So it's really a lot's going on at Caribbean. So, because you had asked me about staying there, and I kind of steered you away from
that. Yeah, you did. I knew that the sit-down was closed, because that's a main reason that I want to stay there, is because I'm dying. They have a pasta dish that I'm dying to try.
Yes, I remember when we stayed, you tried to talk me into going to Shudders.
Yeah, but you couldn't spring the $14.95 for dinner.
That wasn't the money. It was more the time and all that. Well, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, Shudders I'm going to hit one of these days. So.
Yeah, if they reopen it. Might be something else by the time they reopen it.
Yeah, they'll probably change it.
Refurbish it, whatever. But I'm sure it'll be good. Anyway, I don't have much else to add here for this week.
I don't either.
Do you want to go through the social media stuff?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
All right, Facebook, Twitter, Por Favor Podcast, YouTube.com/Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show info@PorFavorPodcast.com. Email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, search for Por Favor Podcast. Subscribe, leave us reviews, all that fun stuff. Mike, you want to give your info?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter @PorFavorMike, and you can email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast.com.
Oh, beautiful thing. And we'll thank Catherine for joining us and giving a review of her trip. Her debut on the podcast was got off to a rocky start, and hopefully everything went smoothly after that. But, Mike, always good talking to you. Even though we didn't get a full episode, we were able to do our normal rambling and get something done here this week. So, thank you, everyone, for listening to episode number 180 of the Por Favor Montengase Alejado de las Podcast. For my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. For you and me, so there's a great, big, beautiful
big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. That's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
There's a great, big,
beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. tomorrow.
And tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.